Joining us now on the line, we have Yusuf Wadi. He's one of the members of a newly formed COVID support group. Yusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, I understand that you yourself were COVID positive at one stage. Tell us what the experience was like for you. What went through your mind?
I tested positive around about mid-June. Shukr for me, shukr alhamdulillah, my symptoms were very mild, I can say. I think the from a medication point of view, the most I had to take was a Panado one day.
Okay.
So it was very manageable. There's so many things that do go through your mind. Because of what the disease is and the unknowns about it, at first you get very anxious. There's a lot you don't know about. But I think that was the first few days. There's also a bit of guilt because you bring it home. I obviously brought it home and my family contacted it. So I felt bad about that. But then slowly you realize that there's not much you can do. There's not much you can do about the unknowns. And the best thing to do is to focus on getting better. Alhamdulillah, I have good support around me. And when I contracted it, both my brothers had tested positive. We suspect that we got it at the same time. We were phoning each other regularly and we had that support in the family. We also have doctors in our family who were phoning us daily just to find out how we are, check in on our symptoms, give us medical advice. So that was very helpful for us. Basically, that was our experience. Shukran alhamdulillah, we all had very mild symptoms and we came out of it okay.
There's one of the first questions that go through your mind. Is it, where did I get it? Where did I pick it up from?
Yes, that's the first thing. Where did I get it? And I've spoken to a lot of people now who've had it. And that's the first question everyone wants to find out. And it was mine. Where did I get it? But ultimately, you know, it is good to know where you got it so you can contact trace from that date onward. But aside from that, where you got it, I mean, you got it. And there's nothing much you can do now aside from focusing on your recovery.
It's also difficult to pinpoint. I mean, if you've been going to various places, if you've been going to work, if you've been going to the shops, if you've been going to the masjid, it may be difficult to pinpoint exactly where you got it from.
Exactly. And everybody's lives are different. Some people... a lot of people have returned to work now, so you don't know. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to pinpoint. In our case, it was a bit easier because we were all in the same place at the same time. Mm. And then our symptoms occurred around the same time. So myself and my brothers worked together. So it was easier for us to gauge where it was, but we can never be absolutely sure that was where it was.
Now, all of this led to you starting a support group. Tell us about this.
So, once we had it and I've gone through it, and basically I'm not a medical professional, but from what research I've seen, that you're now at a lower risk once you've had it and you've come out, and if you can do it. So, I was speaking to medical doctors, realizing that, you know, there's so much they are doing for the community. There's a lot of people doing out there, doing a lot out there. And we also wanted to assist. And I spoke to, we spoke as a family, and we decided, let's start an initiative where we can support our communities, who are going through this, whether their symptoms are mild or severe, because it is already peaking, and our hospitals are becoming overwhelmed, our medical professionals are overwhelmed, and as ordinary people, we can assist too. We can assist too, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, from a medical professional perspective. There's a lot of other things people need. And that's where we went. We started a group, and alhamdulillah, we got overwhelming support within a day. It's been very positive.
Hmm. What kind of support do you offer?
So, we are basically, what I say, the hands. So, we are collaborating with other groups as well. It's still early days, so we want to offer, basically, we have a group of counselors, registered counselors, like psychologists who have joined our group and have offered their services to volunteer, to offer grief support as well to families who have lost a loved one to the virus. We also have some doctors on board, some allied health workers who can offer some kind of medical assistance remotely. And then we have groups of people who from the community can go out. One of the things that happens when you isolate, you know, you isolate, you can't leave your home. And normally if one person in a home has it, it's required that the entire family would isolate because they were in contact with that person. To get someone to, you know, we all need our groceries and our daily milk and bread, whatever the case may be. Someone to go out to the pharmacy, things like that. So we have a group of people who offer that in their specific area. So they can take time out of the day. If a family is isolating, if they are awaiting a test or they tested positive and they can't go out, someone can go out and assist, you know, to run around to do errands, buy your groceries, whatever the case may be.
So in which areas are you operating, and if volunteers want to become part of this support group, how can they do so?
Okay, so at the moment, we've got people from as far as Roshni up to Johannesburg northern suburbs. We don't have people in Pretoria at the moment, but we've had volunteers from all over. So from the west side of Joburg, the east, mostly. So Johannesburg and surrounding suburbs, we've got a lot of people. And it's growing. The group is growing at quite a fast pace. If people want to get in contact, they can contact me. We have a group of coordinators, if I can share the numbers.
What we'll do is we'll ask them to contact the station and get your number and then take it from there.
Perfect. That will be perfect. We have a group of coordinators. Our group has grown. It started off as a WhatsApp group. We'll probably have to now have a few WhatsApp groups. So, but we've got a group of about six coordinators with their numbers that can that people can contact. There is also a flyer that's being circulated on WhatsApp with our contact details.
All right, Yusuf, shukran so much for your time. We wish you all the best with this wonderful initiative. Indeed, the community needs support, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. And you guys are doing a fantastic initiative. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, reward you, guide you, and take you from strength to strength.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum salam.
That was Yusuf Wadi. He himself tested positive for COVID-19 and then decided to start a support group. It started off from a WhatsApp group and it has now grown. And he was talking to us about the experience.